like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration was front and center Thursday on the campaign trail as President Biden and former President Trump each made separate visits to the southern border. In Brownsville, Texas, Biden pushed bipartisan immigration legislation.
The U.S. Senate needs to reconsider this bill, and those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Trump in Eagle Pass said,
"This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years."
Former president today expected to attend a conference in Florida over the scheduling of his classified documents trial. Special counsel Jack Smith wanted to start July 8th. Yosemite National Park is closed as the West braces for up to 12 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada. And in Texas, crews continue to fight the largest wildfire in state history, more than 1,700 square miles. This is ABC News. The tax man's coming after thousands of top earners who owe money to the government.
This week, the IRS started sending out non-compliance letters to more than 25,000 people who earn more than $1 million a year and 100,000 who make at least $400,000 who failed to pay their taxes between 2017 and 2021. The program is funded in part by the Inflation Reduction Act. Last week, the agency announced it would open dozens of audits on private business jets used personally by executives and written off tax deductions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's a troubling rise in alcohol-related deaths in the U.S., up 20% in recent years. A new CDC study noting a spike in drinking during the pandemic that's continued. About 500 Americans died every day in 2021, women at a faster rate than men. And women's college basketball star Caitlin Clark says she will enter the WNBA draft this year. She plays at Iowa. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to CountryHearthBreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. Harris was in Waukesha County in January as part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. Electric buses are becoming more common in Wisconsin, but there's still a ways to go. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She admits charging stations for buses require more infrastructure than for cars.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Wisconsin got more than $25 million in federal support 2 years ago to replace 65 diesel school buses with electric ones. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Christopher Chris Allen Kohlmeyer, age 52 of Park Falls, passed away on Thursday, February 22nd at his home. He is survived by his father, Stephen Borman, by his grandmother, Joan Natalie Johnson, by his siblings, Susan Kohlmeyer, Catherine Kohlmeyer, by Kimberly Borman Miglio, by Diana Schultz, David Kohlmeyer, Rebecca Lee Hugh, Seth Borman, and Ryan Borman. And further survived by aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held Saturday, March 9th at Peace Lutheran Church. Visitation 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the services at 11 a.m., located at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. This has been the funeral notice for Christopher Chris Allen Kohlmeyer, 52, Park Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 32 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, a few showers in the afternoon with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Packers are thinking defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst watching players work out, including the top-ranked defensive back in the draft, Iowa's Cooper DeJean, who was asked if he'd enjoy playing again with fellow Hawkeye Lucas Van Ness, Green Bay's first-round pick last year.
It'd be cool to play with Lucas again for sure. I love the Iowa guys, you know. So he was a great teammate, you know, to play with. Just an absolute freak. I've talked to him a little bit throughout this process. He's given me some good insight.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks in Chicago after beating the Hornets last night, 111-99. Doc Rivers says Damian Lillard is not only a lights-out shooter, but good on defense as well.
Dame has great hands. It's like you saw he got another steal in the second half. He told me that. He said, man, Doc, coach, I can play defense. It's just that Portland, I had to do a lot of offense. He said, now I can concentrate a little bit on both ends with all these guys, and he's doing that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Checking out other sports notes of interest, the WIAA girls tournament continued with sectional semifinals last night. You heard it right here. The Phillips Loggers hit the road to Ladysmith, taking on Chippewa Falls McDonald. And Chippewa Falls McDonald was just a bit too much for the Loggers, winning it by a score of 78-46. So McDonald's Catholic now advances on to take on Fall Creek in Division 4 tomorrow. The winner goes to state. Other teams still alive in Division 4 include Laconia and Sheboygan Lutheran. They'll meet tonight. Neillsville still alive. They'll take on Cuba City tomorrow. And the Prairie School will challenge the Winnebago Lutheran squad. And that's in Division 4. And Division 5, teams playing tomorrow. Clear Lake and Owenwithie, both winners last night. They'll play each other tomorrow. Pittsville moves on. They'll take on Lena for the right to go to state tomorrow. Luxembourg Casco also advances on, as does Assumption from the Merrowood and Albany Monticello co-op team from Division 3. There are eight teams left. Baldwin Woodville will challenge Elk Mound tonight. Xavier will take on Wittenberg Burnhamwood. You've got Edgewood taking on Wapan tonight. And then Kettle Moraine Lutheran, they will be taking on the Catholic Memorial team. That's all in Division 3. In Division 2, teams advancing on include Menominee. Menominee knocked off the Lakeland T-Birds last night, 45-35 in a game played in Marshfield. So Lakeland T-Bird girls' quest to go back-to-back to state ended last night with Menominee winning that game. Menominee and Notre Dame will play tomorrow night. Pewaukee will take on Beaver Dam in Division 2. West Salem will challenge McFarland And Union Grove will take on Wauwatosa East. And in Division One, the four teams still alive, Hortonville will take on Nina. Hartford will challenge Brookfield East tomorrow. You've got Oregon taking on Arrowhead. And Franklin will challenge Muskego. The state girls hockey tournament began yesterday with semifinals. DC Everest and the Prairie West co-op team with DC Everest winning at 4-1 to advance to Saturday's championship game. The De Pere co-op team got a 5-4 win over River Falls in the other girls semifinal. And the boys hockey tournament began yesterday. Tomahawk with a they took on New Richmond, the defending state champ. New Richmond wins it 8-4 to advance on St. Mary's. They topped River Falls by a score of 2-1. Boys regional semifinal games around the state tonight. Number one seeded Rib Lake will play host to Thorpe. Flambeau, 5 seed, travels to Owen Withy. Winter, the 3 seed, will play host to Hurley. And Athens, the 10 seed, will hit the road and take on Drummond tonight. That's Division 5. Division 4, we got Phillips Logger Hoops for you right here after their win on Tuesday. They will travel to Auburndale tonight to take on Auburndale. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time for that game tonight. And you'll hear it right here, 98QCountry.com and on the Civic Media app. And that's a check of your 98Q Country sports.
Aloha, Friday.
It's Friday. We're all in a great mood. Yes. The weekend's almost here.
It's time to party.
I think we could all use a drink.
All right.
I am not chugging beer. I'm sampling a flight of gluten-free German lagers with a French wine pairing. It's called a smorgasbein and it's elegantly cultural.
Can we please get some alcohol into my mouth?
Hell right.
country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't get
trouble. That's just the hint I get from that song. 28 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll get 50. 50 plus, we'll be optimistic. We'll go 50 to 55 for today. 28 right now, not too shabby out there here this morning. We do have a little bit of light snow, maybe lingering in some areas that should have probably tapered off already by this morning. All right, what you got going on this weekend? It's our first full weekend of the month of March. And the bizarre winter winding down, and now we can accept 40 and 50 degree temperatures, not walk around with our heads in the air like, I can't, what's going on here? So we can be more accepting now. Today is March 1st, which means this is your monthly reminder to take down your Christmas lights. That's right. I finally did. I think it was like a week ago. I finally did take down my Christmas lights. But our Christmas, for some reason, I'll admit, our Christmas tree is still up. My wife calls it a tree. I don't know, how does she phrase it? It brings her joy. We got a new Christmas tree this year. It's a white Christmas tree. with various colored flashing lights. And it doesn't feel, I mean, it is a Christmas tree at Christmas time, but it just feels festive. And my wife said, it brings me joy. So I said, well, let's leave it up. And now it's still up. And I looked at her the other day and I said, so how long? I stood next to the tree and I did the old two-arm point. I'm just like, how long? I got a space for it. I have a space for the new Christmas tree to store it. I'm like, how long? And all she said was, my son's birthday, which is, no, her birthday, I think she said, which is a couple of weeks, March 15th. So we'll see. It's still up. It's a we call it the holiday tree of joy is what we call it. It doesn't have any Christmas ornaments on it. So I guess if it brings us joy, we'll just leave it up. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe I'll get some extra Christmas presents. Today is World Compliment Day today. Take a moment, coworker, spouse, friend, to compliment them on something, whatever it may be. Even if you got to make it up, I don't know. I mean, if the person is like 5'2", you shouldn't say, man, you're tall today. That might be a stretch. But finds everybody has their good traits, right? Oprah Winfrey announces she is no longer going to be a part of the Weight Watchers Board of Directors, which was news to me. I never knew she was on the Board of Directors. The stock for Weight Watchers immediately dropped 10%. They said when she announced that. I don't know. Yeah. How about this? A Willy Wonka-inspired chocolate experience in Scotland. So you go to Scotland on vacation, and you see a Willy Wonka-inspired chocolate experience, and you're like, well, that sounds, how can that be bad? How can that be wrong? Well, apparently it was so bad that people called the cops. People called the police during the Willy Wonka-inspired chocolate experience at this tourist place in Scotland. That's, I don't know how you mess that up. Well, I did a little spring cleaning yesterday, so I have two announcements to make here this morning. First of all, our NCAA Pick'em contest is back for the big tournament, and we are going to, we're taking it up a notch this year. We're going to pay down four places this year, and by pay, we had more prizes than we've ever had on the Deer Hunters Roundup this past year, and some of them don't get picked up for whatever reason. So I have garnered all of those, and I tell you what, it's worth your while to fill out an NCAA bracket, even if you don't care anything about basketball. You know nothing about basketball. It would be well worth your time to fill it out, because we have hundreds of dollars worth of gift certificates from area businesses that we will be giving away. And we'll talk more specifically about that. Now, you can't sign up yet because the NCAA contest doesn't start until, I think it's March 21st. That Thursday, the 21st, is when the Field of 64 begins. So you got a couple weeks here yet to get that together. Hearing of all the fabulous and glamorous prizes that we have for our NCAA bracket contest, even though he's not eligible to win it, Austin is already excited about it.
Oh, simply thrilled.
Yes, he is.
I heard you mention that you cleaned your garage and you went into talking about prizes. And I almost expected to hear you say, so I found this in my garage. Well, I have a garage sale, but you can just give it away.
I was spring cleaning, but here. Well, in my garage, I could probably go grab a couple of things out of my garage, too.
I dread ever cleaning my garage.
Mine's not too bad. Mine's not in too bad a shape. So Austin will be filling out a bracket. He doesn't know this yet. But we always have our 98Q employees fill out brackets, even though you can't win, just so people can say, hey, ha-ha, I'm ahead of you. So we'll do our bracket contest again. We've been doing this a lot of years, and we got some really nice prize packages again this year. So I'll slide that over there into the corner of the garage. Also yesterday when I was spring cleaning, we did our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser last, October. And we had one certificate that someone purchased, but they did not pick it up or pay for it. So here's what I'm going to do. It is for Mary Cassidy's in Fifield. So if you are, maybe you're a frequenter of Mary Cassidy's, maybe you're not a frequenter, but you'd like to be. This is a $25 gift certificate for Mary Cassidy's Saloon in Fifield. And the first person to call up and say, I will pay $15 for that. All the money's going to go to the Lord's cupboard, that $15, which will buy like 3,000 cans of soup. It's amazing what they can do with $15.
That's true.
First person, $15. You got it. Money goes to the Lord's cupboard, and you get to go to Mary Cassidy's with a $25 gift certificate. We thank them back in October for donating this to the pantry, so we're going to put it to good work today. All right. You're back in tonight. You were in last night. Logger Girls, that was a tough game against McDonald's Central.
That was.
McDonald's Central's just loaded. They're always loaded. Well, they went to state. They've gone to state for a few years in Division 5, and then this year they moved them up with the new rules in the WIAA to Division 4. But the problem is they're still really good. So congratulations to Coach Agerbrecht and the girls on another terrific season getting into sectionals. But tonight we'll have Phillips Loggers. They are down in Auburndale, and that'll be a 7 o'clock tap tonight. Jeff Haken will bring you a call of that game. So that'll be a tough contest for the Loggers, but we'll be rooting on tonight. And then following that game, we'll have the Bucks at 9 o'clock tonight. They take on the Chicago Bulls tonight. So what do you got going on this weekend?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, you got to work tonight?
Yeah, I got to work tonight, then I got to work Sunday morning. But other than that, not much.
Maybe tomorrow night if we get a winner tonight with Phillips.
So possibly.
We'll see with that. Weather's going to be nice. That cold snap was a bit much because we weren't used to it. We were all wimped out.
Do we ever really get used to it, though?
Well,
we just eventually stop complaining because we know it doesn't do any good, but we're still miserable.
7 below we had a couple of mornings ago was a bit much, considering just like 36 hours earlier, it was 65 degrees.
That's the kind of thing where you wake up in the morning, it's like, man, I want to call in today.
Exactly. It's tough for the body to adjust. We'll throw some snowballs this morning. We're going to get some folks in here, Gray, Big G, Austin, and we'll do some shopping show savings a little bit later on after 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Immigration was front and center Thursday on the campaign trail as President Biden and former President Trump each made separate visits to the southern border. In Brownsville, Texas, Biden pushed bipartisan immigration legislation.
The U.S. Senate needs to reconsider this bill, and those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Trump in Eagle Pass said,
this is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years.
Former president today expected to attend a conference in Florida over the scheduling of his classified documents trial. Special counsel Jack Smith wanted to start July 8th. Yosemite National Park is closed as the West braces for up to 12 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada. And in Texas, crews continue to fight the largest wildfire in state history, more than 1,700 square miles. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative law firm is asking the Universities of Wisconsin to end their race-based awards and fellowships. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty claims the Board of Regents 2024 Diversity Awards are unconstitutional because they leave some students out. Will says the UW is ignoring a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to end race-based programs. The search for a missing 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers is in its second week. Elijah Vu's grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference Tuesday.
I want everybody to continue to help us to look for my grandson.
The police chief in Two Rivers says he's very concerned that Elijah Vu has been missing for this long. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 111-99. How nice was it to see the Bucks pass the ball around on offense? Doc Rivers.
It sure is nice. You need your stars to be the guys to make the right plays, and they did that. So Giannis and Dame started it. And, you know, Brooke tonight, extra passes. Bobby, extra passes. Pat Connaughton walked by me in the third quarter and said, is this what you mean by good to great?
College hoops. The Badgers men's team hosts number 13th ranked Illinois tomorrow at noon at the Kohl's Center. Women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark announcing she will enter the WNBA draft this year. Baseball, the Brewers beat by the Rangers 7-5. The NFL scouting combine continues in Indy. Clemson defensive back Nate Wiggins, ranked one of the best, asked if he'd been interviewed yet by Green Bay.
The Packers, yes sir. Their defense is like what I like. Man-to-man, press man, following the best receiver, lock him up. That's what I like to do.
Defensive back Nate Wiggins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, McDonald Catholic knocked out the Phillips Loggers out of the WIAA girls playoff bracket, and McDonald Catholic now will move on to take on Fall Creek in the championship game of that section in Division 4. Tonight we've got Phillips Logger Boys Hoops. It's regional semifinal action from Auburndale, 7 o'clock. We'll have the game for you tonight right here, 98QCountry.com and on the Civic Media app.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30 plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Ah, winter, with its cold, dry air causing that not-so-nice winter nose feeling. Thankfully, you don't have to wait for warmer weather to clear sinus congestion and send winter nose packing. All you need is Navage Nasal Care. Navage helps soothe the inflamed nasal passages that are often part of colds and infections. It flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your sinuses to give you the soothing moisture you need. Navage also sucks out the other irritants trapped in your nose, viruses, dust, bacteria, and germs too. Winter might feel like it drags on forever, but Navage works quickly, helping you breathe more clearly in just 30 seconds. No decongestants required. Navage is a drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Get Navage today and make winter a little more bearable. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Well, this weekend, get into Bader Sports Center. They've got all the stuff you need for turkey hunting and whatever you got going on in the outdoors, prepping for the next hunting season, Stormy Cromer apparel. Bader Sports Center, they're right on Highway 13 in Phillips. They are right next to the Pick and Save grocery store.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking, no way, she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my.
Get out into your local Park Falls BP. Oh, they got the fuel to get you going and get your car going and everything else. Your local Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. Well, tomorrow, big event. This has turned into a really great event. The Fifield Fire Department, their third annual cornhole tournament. And it's a kind of a community get-together is what it is. And it's a fundraiser for the Fifield Fire Department. They're looking to get a new tender truck. It's a truck that hauls the water back to the fire. So tomorrow there's going to be food and raffles and just all kinds of stuff. Fifield Grocery is providing the brats, burgers, and dogs, so you know that's going to be awesome. Sweet treats to go with that. Have a little lunch tomorrow, or even a little late afternoon snack, as they'll be serving through the afternoon at the Fifield Fire Department right on Highway 13, Fifield. And I think I saw where Bill updated me. I think there's about 80 raffle prizes now. So go on in there. Great way for you to support our local Fifield Fire Department. They've got not only gift baskets, lottery tree, gift cards, 50-50 raffle. There's tons of stuff in there. And plus, there's a bags tournament going on. Now, if you just want to watch, it's fine. If you want to play, you can. Warm up at 11. It starts at noon. And it's a doubles tournament, so you need two of you to do that. But I'll be down there for the third year helping to put this on, along with our Northern Wisconsin Cornhole group, the tournament anyway. So it's really has turned into a wonderful event. The temperatures and the weather is going to be nice, so you can linger inside or a little bit outside if you want to, right at the Fifield Fire Department. Looking forward to that and hope to see you down there for that big event going on tomorrow. Complete Rain Gutter Services, they have had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. CompleteRainGutter.com. It'll get you a quote on that today. High school sports tonight, Phillips at Auburndale. Boys, win or go home, baby. It's tournament time. We'll have it for you 7 o'clock tonight, followed by the Bucks and the Bulls. That's a 9 o'clock tap, late tap tonight in Chicago. And that will conclude our sports coverage. Unless Phillips can win tonight, then we'd be back there Saturday night. But the Bucks, after tonight, will be off until Monday when they got the, did I see the Lakers coming to town? No, the Clippers. The Clippers coming to town. It looks like Doc Rivers and the Bucks got it figured out. Damian Lillard was going through some personal issues there. He's having, a divorce and just some, he has not been happy just in his personal life, and it's reflected onto the floor. But, man, I think something got figured out here because the Bucks are looking like the Bucks who should be the Bucks with Dame and Giannis and get Middleton back in there. So optimism abound for the Bucks. They're not going to be the number one seed. They are battling to be the number two seed, so they're going to have to go to Boston at some point if they get that far. And we are your home of the Bucks through the playoffs right here at EQ.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey, I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then, obviously, the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Join the Rhinelander Chamber for the second annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 7th from 11 to 5 at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 70 vendors from 7 counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This free event is sponsored by Aspirus, Charter Next Generation, Lakeland Care, and Ripco Credit Union. Exhibitors include Redmond Realty Group, Oneida Title and Abstract, Grow North Regional Economic Development Corp, Northwest Connection Family Resources, Wickman Construction, and Real Estate of Wisconsin. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 32 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55 by Sunday. Sun in the morning, a few showers in the afternoon with a high near 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Here we go. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.